knowing it by itself is, of course, not of great meaning. My father, Olav HaShalom, started to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin at one point, quite later in his life. And I asked him, what happened? Why did you start wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? And he said to me, well, I became a grandfather. I had had my first child. My father said, I became a grandfather. I went to Auschwitz. I never knew if I would be married or have children. God granted me to be a grandfather. I felt I have to do something. And for that, he took on this hiddur of wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Is that something that could be mandated? If there's a minig ha-mishpacha to put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin at the time of Bar Mitzvah, somehow it would take away from the beauty and the inspiration of someone who does it on his own. So too is Rabbeinu saying about someone who turns 20. You have to feel something. You have to have a hergish. You have to have some type of a idea that what you're doing is significant. And then it is significant. The same thing holds true about Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah is an extraordinary day. In many ways, the most extraordinary day of the year. Because today, we choose to connect to the Ravina Shalom. Halacha mandates nothing extraordinary. Almost nothing extraordinary. It's a very special time. And that is the idea of the Hoshana Rabbah coming up. You have to be inspired to do something. You have to have the feeling to do something. If you know there are some who do it, and you do it because you have to, it loses its chashivas. If you do it because you choose to, if you do it because you're inspired to, if you do it because you have a feeling of wanting something more, of a greater connection, then it's chashiv. People stay up all night, Hoshana Rabbah night, and learn. People daven vasikin, Hoshana Rabbah morning. These are things we should do. Importantly, we should feel inspired to do. I feel bad for those who join the speedy minyanim and get Hoshana Rabbah over with rather quickly. I feel bad not because they're losing in the din of heaven, which may or may not be true, but because they're not inspired people. Look to feel inspiration. On Hoshana Rabbah, we separate the Arava from the Arba Minim, and it stands on its own. As many of you may know, each of the Arba Minim stands for a different Jew in Klal Yisrael. The Esrig, which has a beautiful taste and beautiful smell, stands for those who are great in Torah and in mitzvahs. The Adasim, which have a wonderful smell, but have no taste at all. And the Luliv, which is from the day tree, which has taste but no smell. They represent the Jews who are great in Torah, and perhaps not so great in mitzvahs. Or those who are great in mitzvahs and perhaps not in Torah. The Rav has neither smell nor taste, and it represents the Pashta Yid, the ordinary Yid. The Yid who has not excelled. And for the 7 days of Sukkot, we take all four Minim and put them together. We take Klal Yisrael as a whole. On Hoshana Rabbah, we pull the Arava separately. We tell the Arava, the simple Jew, you should be inspired by your connection to the other Jews. You should have taken a little bit of their smell or their taste, and you yourself now can stand on your own and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the Arava. We are that Arava. On Hoshana Rabbah, we're challenged to stand on our own, to do it on our own, to make it meaningful on our own. That's the chashivas of the upcoming Hoshana Rabbah. Parshas Bereishis is coming. In the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, there's a Baal HaTorim. The Baal HaTorim, as he often does, brings a remez of the Torah. The word Bereishis, he says, has the same letters as Aleph B'Tishrei, the first day of Tishrei. And this hints at the idea that B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, the world was created on Tishrei. Sounds beautiful. We have a problem. Taisus in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches explains, and to my understanding, all agree, that the first day of creation was the 25th day of Elul. The first day of Tishrei was the day that Adam was created, the sixth day of creation. And therefore, to say Bereishis Bara Elokim is Aleph B'Tishrei seems to be lacking. There's something wrong with it. Aleph B'Tishrei, that's not Bereishis. This is really a very strong kasha on the Baal HaTorah. I recall once seeing in Reb Tzadik's writings the following explanation. The Aseret Yemei Teshuva represent the Asara Ma'amarei Shebehen Yivra Ha'olam. The world was created in 10 utterances or in 10 steps by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And each day represents one. During Aseret Yemei Teshuva, we have to try to repair that which took place. And therefore, Bereishis is Aleph B'Tishrei. The first day of Tishrei represents the first Maimer, the first creation. And each day represents one, which fits beautifully with the idea that on Yom Kippur, the 10th day, that stands for Naseh Adam, the creation of man. Man whose final judgment is on Yom Kippur. And therefore, Bereishis stands for Aleph B'Tishrei, not as a matter of history of what once took place, but as a matter of tikkun, a matter of what we have to do with the world. It's important to note that Yiddishkeit doesn't observe anniversaries of what took place for the sake of recollection, of nostalgia, of remembering what happened. Aleph B'Tishrei is Bereishis. That's nice. What's more important is that whatever we remember is for the future. We have Sheis Zechirais, things we remember. We don't remember them just to remember the past. We remember them for the future. We remember Asha Asa Hashem LeMiriam, that which took place to Miriam, not because we want to remember what happened to Miriam, so that we should be stronger in the future in Dinei Lashon Hara. We remember Matan Torah, not just to remember an anniversary, but to be stronger for the future. And so too is it with everything that we do on these days. The purpose of the things we do is to have chizuk for the future. It's nice to remember the past, but you have to take the past and make it a tool for the future. And as we come to the end of the Yomim Noraim, of these very special days of the year, we have to know to take it going forward, to have some meaning for the future. I have encouraged many of us here in Flatbush to undertake in the coming year a Mishmer night. A Thursday night Mishmer, I don't expect you to be up all night. But to learn later at night, in addition to your regular Siddharim, to have a Mishmer here in Shul, I've encouraged people to come for a 10:30 to 11:30 Seder. The purpose of it is to give an extra spirit, an extra ruach to the week. In every yeshiva we know there's a ruach, a spirit, of Thursday night, Mishmer night. Some people do stay up, some don't stay up. Some schmooze and eat chalent and cake. Some learn. But the ruach, the spirit of a Mishmer night exists. If it exists in yeshiva, where people are in yeshiva all week, shouldn't it exist that people are working all week? What happened to that ruach of a Mishmer night? What happened to that spirit of a Mishmer night? For those of you here in Flatbush, I invite you to join us. Whatever you want to learn, we will have a Chabura learning Makis in Amud a week. And I plan to give a 15-minute Chabura at 11:30, which you can choose to join or not to join. Not important. What's important is that you convey at a time. Many people feel they don't have time to be Mavis Sedra, to review the Parsha every week. You really don't have time? Come Thursday night. When you come to Shemayim and say you don't have time, they'll say, 1 minute, I'm Cholim Eid Sukkis. Someone suggested that you come on Thursday nights. Come join us if you're not in Brooklyn. Wherever you are, organize a Mishmer. Put together a Thursday night. Let it become part of our Seder Hayyim to give a special meaning, a special Kedusha, a special significance to the Thursday nights. Let the idea of a Mishmer be reawakened in Klal Yisrael. And so, as we prepare for Simchas Torah, we prepare to have a connection to Torah. We prepare to have a connection to Torah where it may not have existed adequately in the previous year. Let's try to make our Simchas Torah unique and special, and try to make it a very special upcoming year. I want to end with the Dvar Halacha. Earlier, I asked Akasha, I don't recall if I had asked it on one of these phone calls, but I know I had asked it on a number of occasions. In benching during Purim, we say, Harachamu niyachileinu yom shekulei taiv. Not on Purim, I'm sorry. On Yom Tiv, we say, Harachamu niyachileinu yom shekulei taiv. We also say on Sukkot, Harachamu niyakum lanu estukas David anasovas. Which one comes first? Harachamu yankilenu yom shekulei taif takes precedence. The Prima Gadim says, Tadir vishenai tadir, tadir kaidim. And since Harachamu yankilenu yom shekulei taif is said more often than Harachamu yakum lanu estukas David anasovas, which is said only on Sukkot, Tadir vishenai tadir, tadir kaidim. That's the Prima Gadim. The question I asked is that that's good in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, however, they only say Arachmanu Yachilenu Yom Shekulei Taiv 5 days a year. 1 day of Shavuos, 2 days of Pesach, first day of Sukkot plus Shmini Atzeres, that's 5 days. Like Avraham says that we don't say it on Chol HaMoed, that leaves 5 days. Arachmanu Yachim Lanu Sukkot Dovra Nefelos has said 7 days. So the question was, that Arachman Yakum Lanu Sukkot Dovra Nefelos should have precedence, should go first before Rachman Yankilani or Shukulai Taiv when you're in Eretz Yisrael. Sounds like a great kashan. I've discussed it with many people until I realized that the kasha is in error. So try asking this kasha to people. It sounds great. And the error is the following. Harachman Yankilani Yom Shukulai Taiv is Tadir even in Eretz Yisrael. They only say it 5 days a year. But there's an obligation to have two meals each of those 5 days, so that there are 10 Birchas HaMazon in which Harachmanu Yankilenu Yom Shekulei Taiv is said. Harachmanu Yakum Lanu Sukkot David HaNofelos, however, occurs on Sukkot, and there's only an obligation to eat a Suda on one of those 7 days. So that the obligatory times to say Harachmanu Yankilenu Yom Shekulei Taiv is 10 times a year in Eretz Yisrael, and only 2 times a year in Chutz La'aretz. If you count Shabbos, when there are 3 meals, that would add up to 5 meals, still less than Rachman Yankilein Yom Shekulei Taiv. It's just the rules of Tadi V'Sheinei Tadir are based on obligatory statements. As the Gemara says, Motsui Shani, something which is Motsui, but not obligatory, doesn't count in this calculation. The Kasha, therefore, is not a Kasha. But I bet you can fool a lot of people with the Kasha. With that, I wish everyone an absolutely delightful and meaningful Lashon HaRabbah, Shmini Atzeres, the answer to the Torah and Simchas Torah, and a wonderful upcoming Shabbos. A good Yom Tov, good Shabbos to all.